ज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल my lakhs and lakhs dandot pranati in the lotus feet of my spiritual master Nitya Leela Pravishtong Vishnu Pasi Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, and same in the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru Ong Vishnu Pad Srimad Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. We are from India, a birthplace of Supreme Lord Krishna, and from so many years we are preaching in whole world. Each and every countries of the world. This is my 24th or 5th
world tour.
And I preach them that if anyone is very healthy, very wealthy, qualified daughter and sons, he has worldwide business, he has good house with good equipments, he has so many motor cars, even aeroplanes. But why should they pray to Supreme Lord, who is the creator of this world? Why? What is the need of accepting Supreme Lord, creator of this world? Vrijnath Prabhu will speak something about this. You can take.
अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। I offer my humble obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrak Acharya Ashtatata Sri Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Srila Narayana Goswami Maharaj. Unto all the Acharyas in our Guru Parampara, to Tridandi Sannyasi Sri Padmadav Maharaj, brahmacharis, devotees, guests, I offer my respects. Our spiritual master has just made a very important announcement, given us a message. What is the need to pray to God? Why should anyone in this world try to realize what is his or her relationship with God? We call God Krishna. You may have heard Krishna is the name of most beautiful personality who appeared 5,000 years ago in India and who is adored all over India, especially in the Vedic tradition or the Hindu tradition, as the supreme God of gods. He's all attractive, most beautiful, most famous, most powerful. He knows everything and he is renounced from anything in this world. From anything. So why we should worry to realize or to pray to God? If anyone is in this world, he's healthy. He has all the things that we need in order to be happy, good family, a lot of money, all the things that are favorable for communication, transportation. He has nothing to worry for praying to God. Everything is there. And the animals, they don't pray to God. The trees, they're all part of this creation. So why should we make an endeavor to realize our relationship with God? So humans, they are very special. Amongst all the creations in this world, the human being has a very special and unique opportunity. With our intellect, we can pose questions and consider why is it that I may be happy, but why is it that others are not happy? We can read the newspaper and see so many miseries all over the world. People are getting killed by airplanes, by bombs, due to disease. Some people are very, very poor. They have hardly a chance to survive if they get born in very poor countries. Others are born in very wealthy countries. They have everything. But what do? They shoot each other. We've just seen the other day, especially nowadays in America, it is well-known phenomena that students go into the university and start shooting at random. For what? For what reason? So we can think, why is it that these things are happening? If there is a God, he must be not in charge. So better give up this idea. But really, if we carefully consider, if God is there and we have a relationship with him, then what is the value of that relationship? Then we can understand, if we start pondering these questions, we need help with this. Yes, as with everything in our life, we go to school to learn something. We learn how to speak, how to write, how to do mathematics, how to develop a profession. Similarly, in order to understand who we are, why we are in this world, who is God, what is our relationship with him, we need to approach someone who can help us, who can guide us step by step to understand who we really are. And then we will see that beyond this physical body, which we think is the source of so many happy moments, really, there is something much more valuable, which we all are expecting to attain someday. Isn't it? Everybody wants to attain inner fulfillment, inner happiness. He wants to go to a place or live anywhere that you can call, really, this is my home. Isn't it? You all want to have a permanent home where you can be happy forever. But the illusion of this world is, it is impossible. There is always four things which obstruct us to attain permanent happiness. What are these four things? Birth and death, two of them. Yeah. Everything which takes birth must also die one day. This is the nature of this creation. Then moreover, nobody, however beautiful, however attractive they are, they cannot stop from growing old, isn't it? Has anybody tried or been successful to remain young forever? So many are trying, but in vain. Yeah. So old age is coming for everyone. Yeah. Moreover, all want to be healthy and happy at all times. Why it is not working? Yeah. Misery is coming without invitation. Disease is coming without invitation. Isn't it? Nobody wants to be unhappy. Nobody wants to be sick. Still, it is coming, isn't it? Similarly, yeah, happiness, however much we try, it is not in our grip. It is not in our command. It will also come by its own measure. So understanding this, human being, yeah, can conclude, why I should worry for all these things? Yeah? Temporary happiness, temporary achievements, which will all be taken away from us. Can anybody, at the end of his life or her life, take 1 cent with her or with him? Yes or no? Is it possible? Can you take something with you when you leave this body? Nothing, right? Not even one hair, isn't it? So why worry for all these things? This happiness which we can experience in this world, we have to leave behind us. At any time that may happen, we don't know when. It may happen soon, or it may happen after 50 years, after 30 years, after 100 years maximum, we'll have to give up this place. This body, we'll have to leave it behind. So, what is it what we can achieve with this body? Shastras are telling, labdasu dullabhamidam bahusam bhavante. Yeah? After many, many, many lifetimes. Yeah? This is not the first time that we are in this world, in this physical body. There are 8,400,000 different species of life in this creation. Animals, creepers, trees, plants, demigods, and human beings. Out of these, 400,000 are human beings. And it is very, very rare to attain this position. Scriptures, all scriptures are telling this, religious, spiritual scriptures, they are advising us. This human form of life is very, very rare and most valuable. Don't waste a moment. At once, start to plan how I can realize who I really am. If there is God, who is God? Who has created all this? Yeah. And then, by realizing our relationship with that Supreme Personality, who is overflowing with happiness. Yeah, He's waiting only when will she or he turn his face to me. Yeah. And when that happens, we will realize inner happiness, inner fulfillment starts to manifest in abundance. Yeah? Very quickly. But what is the secret to attain that? We have to learn this process under guidance of teacher who is perfect, who has understood how to apply our lives in such a way that we can realize who we really are and how we can overcome all these dualities which we are faced with day in, day out, and how we can attain inner happiness. So don't waste a moment, Shastra is advising. At once, approach someone who is self-realized, who is a perfect master, and learn from him the signs, how to be happy eternally, and how to engage in real, positive activities that will bring us eternal happiness. This is called bhajan. How to perfect our relationship with God. It is very easy. We were one time completely ignorant, not knowing anything about this. And then we heard about this wonderful process, which is called bhakti yoga or Krishna consciousness. To develop our awareness, what is our relationship with God, and very soon, this process is very simple. It makes us happy. Forever, I can guarantee you. So we are inviting you, don't think that there is anything in this world which will bring us permanent happiness. Little endeavor we should make to look after our immediate needs, but how much do we need? How much can we eat? How much money can we spend in order to fulfill the needs of our senses? We don't need so much. So very little, whatever we need, we should give our attention there, and the balance of our energy and time, try to realize who we really are and practice this process. Make yourself happy and make others also happy. This is the best program in life. So I will stop here and thank all of you for your attention. And our Gurudev will speak something more. So listen very carefully. Our Gurudev is not an ordinary person. He has realized his own relationship with God. Not only that, he is very, very kind and merciful. In old age, he's coming. For what reason? To help us. This is no coincidence that you are sitting here. You're very, very fortunate. Listen carefully to the words of our Guru Maharaj and try to take this with you in your daily lives. Vancha kalpatrupyasya kripa sinadeya vityapatitanam pavanepyo vaishnavepyo namo namaha.
In ancient time, there was an emperor, very powerful. He has a boon from creator of this world that I should not die in daytime, in night time, in any year, not in
sky,
not on earth, not in Patahal, not by any weapon, not by created by you, Brahma. And thus he become like immortal. And he was very, very powerful. He was also very learned. Anyhow, his brother was killed by a boar. And then his body was brought to palace and covered with a white cloth. All were weeping. His mother, his children, wife, all were weeping. Then this powerful emperor, his name was Hiranyakashipu, he began to console them.
Console them.
Why you are weeping? You know, this in this world, who has come, who has taken birth, they must die. I think before 50, 60 years you were like a baby naked coming from your mother womb. Now you have come to this age. And after some time we will be too old. Anyone cannot, any doctor, any scientist, or collectively whole world's doctor and scientist cannot check old age. Then why weeping? If you are weeping, for whom? Oh, we are weeping for that person who is dead. Oh, he lying down. To whom you think that he is your son, he is your father, he is your parent?
Husband.
Oh, he is lying down here. You should talk with him. No. His soul has gone. Soul? You are weeping for soul? Have you seen soul? If anyone dies, can you see that soul that he has left this body? He not seen. So in this world, oh, so many lakhs and lakhs persons are dying, taking birth. You are not weeping for them. Why you are weeping for this person? Have you seen soul? No. So, we are not this body. You must think this. This body, beautiful body, what it is? A bag of urine, blood,
stool,
so many things. If you will
open up,
you will see here nothing, only blood, urine, stool, so many bad things. But Creator has given a very good skin, and now it seems that we are very, very beautiful, young. But really, you are not this body. You should realize this fact. You are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. You have forgotten Him. And that is why His power has thrown you from that Golok Vrindavan, that transcendental world, to this world. And as he is told, this is not first time that you have come. You have came before this creation, from the very creation, but not this in form. Perhaps you will demigods or pigs, hogs, dogs,
monkey, donkey,
or so many species of life. But Supreme Lord is very, very merciful. He is feeling your separation. That being my eternal servant, my part and parcel, why he is suffering? In this world, if a very wealthy, very healthy, very big position, like king, or minister, or president of America, or Russia, or Australia. Oh, he is also not happy. So many things in this world. So, if you will not remember Supreme Lord and pray to Supreme Lord, oh, please be merciful to me. I am your eternal servant. And I want to go to you, to serve you, not to be hogs, dogs, pigs. No? If you are very attached to dogs, I see here in Australia, any lady or any male, they come to walk with 3-4 dogs each person, each lady. Very attached to lady.
Dog.
And I think, by thinking them, at the time of death, they will be dogs.
Next birth.
They don't serve God, but opposite to this, they serve all these dogs. And they will become dogs.
Even they have to catch.
So, we should realize this. That one day we will have to give up this body. So he is telling to all, and we should also realize we are not this body. We are soul in this, and in this body also Supreme Lord is there. He is merciful. So by any expert person, if you know about this soul and super soul, then you will be happy in this world. Otherwise, you cannot be happy. After that, what became? After that Hiranyakashipu, oh, very powerful emperor, has a son, and his name was Prahlad, and he always chanting the name of Supreme Lord, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Father told, who is God? I am God. You know, there is no God at all. Myself God. You must worship me, not to the any other God. But he told, oh, you are not God. You are not God. No. God is creator of whole world, and he is creator of you also. So, beg his mercy. Then he became very, very
furious,
angry. And he took that boy and threw away. Then he asked, oh, where is your God? Oh, my God is everywhere. There is not a single place where my God is not there. He is my God, your God, and all's God, creator. I am not seeing here. Oh, is in this pillar? Yes. Here. But why I am not seeing? Seeing? And then he took his
club.
Please, fist. Oh.
And
broke.
What?
Broke the pillar.
Broke the pillar. And very big sound came, and he saw not human form, not
animal
form, both mixing. What? Narsingha Roop.
Half man.
Half lion this, and
like
human form this. He became. And he, at once in a second, killed him. How? Without any weapon. Not in sky. Not in?
Not on the earth.
In this earth. Not in the house. Not in outside. On the?
Doorway.
Not by weapon. Nothing. Oh, by his nails. Oh. And took his all
intestines.
And thus, that person who thought him that he is immortal, he was at once died. And then Prahlad Maharaj, Bhagwan Nrisimhadev, he gave his mercy to that boy. He was telling something, that Prahlad, to some students, the son of that emperor, the son of all demons. And what was that teaching? Very important. You should hear from Madhav Maharaj.
So, this boy Prahlad was son of Emperor Hiranyakashipu. He sent to school. As before, in Vedic yoga, in Indian tradition, how much wealthy you may be king, your son and one poor son of a poor person will go same school and learn same thing. Not nowadays. There is some school for high-value person, some for this, some for poor, not like this. All will go same school and learn same philosophy.
He's a doctor.
So,
he's a doctor who can...
That doctor?
Doctor, yeah.
Huh? Who gave me that?
No.
The person...
Who met with the Mopa,
who was
he met with the Mopa, Prabhu and myself.
They are teaching him, like, hypocrisy, diplomacy, duplicity, but Prahlad not learning all these things. When he was in his mother's womb, he has learned so many things from saintly person. His teacher is teaching them how we can develop economically and your society can grow up so easily, all these teachings. But they don't know, one day you have to die. You want or not, you must have to die. His teacher teaching him that in this world, if you earn enough money, enough dollar, then your life will be successful. Is it true? Can you raise your hand if you earn enough dollar, you will be happy? Can you get peace and tranquility of your mind by dollar?
Australian dollar.
Can you go to Australia or America in dollar? Be happy? If you want so much dollar, can you make dollar? Not possible at all. So teacher is teaching them in school that dollar is dollar, that brighter than solar. Dollar is dollar, cooler than lunar. Dollar is dollar. If you have so much dollar, you will be a great scholar. If you have no dollar, you will be fuller. So by this they are inspired others to make money only, nothing else. So one day the teachers went out for some reason, he appointed that Prahlad boy as a monitor. Prahlad is taking care the class. All his classmates told, "Oh Prahlad, today our teacher is not here, let us play." Prahlad told, "We have so much time to play. Listen which I am telling. Listen very carefully." Prahlad start to speak, though he have to do bhajan again to serve God. But then the boy told, "Oh Prahlad, don't worry. When our old age will come, then you will see, then you will do bhajan." Prahlad Maharaj told, "Is there any guarantee you will be old? Whoever die, when he will die, none can say. When death will come, there is no guarantee. any time, any moment, death may come. There's no guarantee. Then his friends told, oh, which you are thinking to do bhajan, oh, we can do tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, our lifespan is very long, later on. Prabhupada Bhai told, no, listen carefully. What you want to do tomorrow, please do today. Which you want to do today, do immediate. For good thing, do immediate. For bad thing, you can hope tomorrow, day after tomorrow, like this. Better not to do any bad thing. Then they told Prahlad, what is the process and how we can be happy? And what is the proper time to bhajan of God, to serve God? Then Prahlad Maharaj told, Kaumaret acharet pragam dharman bhagavataniha durlabha manusya janma tadapadruva marthadam. When you are young, from your young age, you have to start to bhajan, means to serve God. Because in this world, suppose our lifespan is 100 years. Out of the 100 years, we spend our 50% time only by sleeping. We work in daytime and sleep at night. Sometimes our health is not good, then sleep more. And when we are a small baby, sometimes sleeping, sometimes working, again sleeping. So 50% is spent by sleeping only. So only 50%, we have about 50 years left over. Among the 50%, last 20% means 80 to 100. At that time, our sense is not our control. We could not digest properly. Had to take so many pills. So at that time, almost useless. And maybe you have to be in old house or higher, nobody knows. Still in India, if you old, your son, your grandson will take care. But in Western country, they send you old age. To whom you brought up, nourish him, make him very learned, make him very qualified to earn money, they reject you. So 20%, last 20% means 80 to 100 years useless. Moreover, to be an expert in this world, to make money, minimum you need 20 years. Then you can be qualified to make money, maybe a doctor, maybe a lawyer, maybe a businessman. So 50% by sleeping, 20% old age, and 20% be an expert. 50 plus 20 plus 20, 90. Only 10 years there. Among these 10 years, in 10% age, unlimited desires. I want to do this, I want to do that. Sometimes you marry, then divorce, and make this and that, so many things. Then when is your time to serve God? So if you start from beginning, then it will come in practice, then your life will be successful. Then they ask, O Prahlad, what is the process to do bhajan, to serve God? Then Prahlad Maharaj replied, Guru Sushu Saya Bhakta Sarvala Bharpanena Cha Sangena Sadhu Bhaktanam Ishwarala Dhanena Cha. If you want to be expert in any art, then you must have to approach any preceptor or teacher. Without teacher, you will not be expert. Or you may think, oh, I can go internet by Google search, I can discover so many things. To know all these things, have to go also, some expert will teach you. And if you want to be a scientist, if you are not a degree holder from an university, they will not accept you. So if you go to university, there also professor or principal. In same way, the spiritual world, they call guru, spiritual teacher, spiritual expert. So guru susu saya bhakta, you have to serve Gurudev with great devotion. Sarva labhar panena cha, which you possess, you have to offer everything to him. Which he possesses, we need to bark from our mother's womb, what we have. When he took birth, then our hand will be closed. and when we die, hand will be open. We should not take anything from us in our pocket. We have to even give up everything in this world. So what we have? We have our mind, we have our heart, we can offer to Gurudev. He can pure that, make it purify and offer to Krishna. Sangyana Sadhu Bhaktanam. How we can know who is an expert, what is his symptom? Just like if we be in society, your neighbors can tell or any your friend can tell what is the best university. If you go where best teaching is going on, you can go and learn. In same way, if you be in saintly person, religious person, then you tell who is bona fide spiritual teacher. If you be so, then among being in spiritual saintly person, religious person, you can approach yourself the spiritual teacher or spiritual expert and you serve God, then your life will be successful. Who is God? God means G-O-D. G for generator, O for operator, D for destructor. Who is generating this world, who is operating this world, who is making devastation in this world is God. God is love, love is God. If you do so, your life will be successful. There is no other way. Just before you have heard from Sripad Brajanath Prabhu and Srila Gurudev, you may be a healthy, wealthy, and all kind of facilities you have, still you could not take the tip of your hair after your death. Everything you have to keep behind in this world. So, if you want to be happy and want to get peace and tranquility of your mind, then please start serve God from this moment. Don't delay. Hare Krishna. Vancha kalpatanu bhakti kripa siddhi bhavyaka vachitanam pavani bho vachayukya namam.
In conclusion, I want to tell, nowadays, science has developed so much. That aeroplanes, more faster than air, has been discovered. These planes, about 500% can go from here to there. From London, anyone can go to America and he will do business in the daytime and in evening they will reach to their homes. So, not only medical science has been so much improved, developed. If your brain is somewhat defective, a new brain of monkey or any person, they will add here. If your heart, then others heart, oh, they can add here. Not only. Oh, so many things, very strange, they have discovered. Now, computer
science
time. We can see from here in a second. Oh, the President of America, Bush, Mr. Bush is speaking. You can hear him, you can see him speaking. Oh, now a day in Australia, cricket is going on. You can see from here, oh, how they are playing, who is defeating, who is
winning.
So you can see everything. But one thing, all these covers are there. Now world has come in our
grip.
In this. Anywhere in world we can go very soon. We can know everything. But what has been discovered? that is atom bomb, nitrogen bomb, in a second they can finish so many persons, so many cities and cities. But they cannot, they have yet not discovered who am I. Only they see that this body, and for this body they have done everything. To finish all, they are fearing all, and so for enemy country, they have made all these things. They can destruct, kintu they cannot make an ant leg if broken. Understand what I told?
Yeah.
If an ant's leg is broken, they cannot act. They cannot do anything. Though they cannot stop death. And at the time of death, you cannot take a farthing, pence or anything with you, not even a hair. We are doing so much exercise like donkeys. For what thing? If you cannot take from this world what you are collecting money, your friends, your relatives, your daughter, your son, your wife, your husband, then why you are so much doing exercises? You should think about this. What science and others are doing for only body, not for soul. They cannot discover soul even. What to tell the creator of this world? So there must be a creator of this whole world. So we should know that we are not this body, and we are part and parcel of Supreme Lord. We are eternal servant of that Supreme God. We'll have to give up this world now or even or any time. So we should know all these things and try to beg mercy from Supreme Lord. I'm taking your shelter. You are very merciful. Please take me and liberate me from this suffering world. And he will hear and he will be merciful to you. And then no birth and death, endless pain of birth and death will go away. And you will be happy. So if you are not doing prayer to Krishna or Supreme Lord and chanting very easily, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. In daytime, in night time, at any time, morning, evening, walking, without mala, with mala, if you are not pure, even you can chant this name. Very powerful, very powerful. Supreme Lord has invested all his power, all his mercy, all his qualities in these names. I know that even scientist and doctor will die one day. It may be in 100 years or more than 150 years, they must die. If they cannot save them, how they can save others? Temporary relief only. So we must chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. Mahamantra. Oh Prabhu, Tamalpur.
Prabhu,
will you say something?
You want to speak something?
Oh, you should say, and
he's magician.
Thank them all who have come.
First of all, I offer my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my spiritual master, Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami Maharaj, like flowers, thousands of times. Even though I'm not qualified to speak, I have little understanding. However, I know that we're all very fortunate to be here. And as was said before, we enter this material world at the time of birth. So we suffer birth, death, old age and disease. And in this time, we also birth, death, old age and disease, sometimes there's times when we're just living like people living like two-legged animals, eating, mating, sleeping and defending. Surely, as has been said before, there is more to life than that. I describe it in a way, all the jivas on this planet, or spirit souls, more than grains of sand in very, very many different life forms. Trees, animals. We're very fortunate to be a human form of life. And only a very, very small percentage of living spirit souls on this planet become human beings. And even a few of them come to a standpoint or a situation where we are now, where we come to some realization and some fortunate position to be here with our Guru Maharaj. It's like this. It's like we've won some sort of lottery. And this lottery is like you have 1 minute or 1 second equals 60 years, or and you're given a an opportunity for this 60 years or 60 seconds, 60 years, and you have, it's like you're born in a big supermarket. And in this supermarket, people are just needing or wanting things to satisfy their senses. So they're in the supermarket and they have 60 seconds, 1 second equals a year, remember, to go in the supermarket and gain what they want. And they can have friends to help them. They have a big trolley. They can put in anything they want. They can put in televisions, they can put in cars, they can put in so many things.
Airplanes,
not one house but two houses, more than they need.
Horses.
Race horses, many dogs, as much as you want, musical instruments. And then the whole 60 seconds or 60 years is taken up like this. But in this supermarket, there's a different feature. When you get to the checkout, the lady says, well, you worked very hard to attain all these things, but the problem is at this checkout, you can't take it with you. However, in this supermarket, and for those who've developed some sakriti, some pious activity, there is a special person that we're all yearning for. Not everybody, but there is yearning for some people who are wondering, who am I? Where am I going to? What is my purpose in life? What is the goal of life? What is the real goal of life? In there is our Guru Maharaj, that you are here today in this supermarket of life. And we have that opportunity for him to enlighten us in some way, that we are not the body, we are eternal living spirit soul residing temporarily inside this material body, and to come to some standpoint and some realization where we can take the time each day to read some scripture, to chant on our beads, mantra meditation is very easy to do. In this day and age, people have very poor concentration. So the Maha Mantra is very, very, very powerful. And it is probably the only way in this day and age, in this age of contradiction, of hypocrisy, of chaos, confusion, argument. Harinama, Harinama, Harinama Vehi Kevalam, Glova
Nasteva, 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 Gativanyata. In this day and age, hypocrisy, chaos, confusion, there is no other way, no other way, no other way than chanting of the holy names. Thank you. Oh, I commend you, the people I've, you lovely people I've invited to come as courageous to come and hang with some eccentric Hare Krishnas. Sorry, eloquently eccentric for the afternoon and bathe in the atmosphere and Gurudev's association. And I'm sure that there will be someone amongst you who would like to ask one question of His Grace, of His Holiness. Would there be any question one would like to answer to ask?
So I follow Buddhism. Do you recognize Buddhism?
Question is, our guest is following Buddhism. Do we also respect Buddhism and accept the teachings of Buddha?
We respect Buddha Dev. He was born and brought up in India. I know him very well. My birthplace is also nearer to his birthplace. So I know him, and also I know his theory. So nowadays, what Bauddha Dharma is going on, they tell world is nothing, zero. And after some time, it will be zero. We will all meet, go in zero and become zero. What you are seeing? Everything like mesmerism, nothing. If nothing, if world is false,
zero,
then where it came from? And we see this world, we are coming from our fathers, we are seeing our fathers, mothers, and others, and we also see that we are suffering something. Someone are very happy. Is it false? Who is telling false? If they are false, then. But nothing is false in this world. So we don't accept in India this theory, and that Buddhism went from India.
China.
They throw out in China and
China,
other
Japan.
Countries. So, do you think that you are false? You are nothing? Anyone cannot say like that. So, there are so many defects in Buddhism. Real Buddhism, the god Buddha was burned in that place. His birth was there. And there, the Gautam Buddha, who is preaching everywhere his
philosophy,
he was meditating on the birthplace of Bhagavad Buddha. And there, in meditation, he saw that nothing is there. And then he told to others, this world is false,
zero,
and it will be zero. Like this. They know very arguments. They are very, very expert in arguments doing. But there are some questions they cannot solve. World is not zero. It has come not from zero. From zero nothing can come. There must be something or whole thing. So, our Indian philosophy that Supreme Lord is whole.
Infinity.
From Him, what carnation comes, they are full.
Complete.
And again, they will be come in me. Full. Infinity. We have come from that. And again, we will be with Him. This is the theory.
Is there any other question? Yeah, after we have some foodstuffs, which will be called prasadam, which are sanctified foodstuffs, we will offer to you all.
And next Sunday, from 10 to 12.
Next Sunday, Guru Maharaj's Guru birthday. We're not sure of the venue yet, either here or in a community hall down the road. 10 o'clock next Sunday, February 24. We'd like to invite you all.
If they want to ask any questions, they can speak to them.
Yes, if you do have some questions you can think of after, you can speak to any of the devotees here and we will attempt to answer your question. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Dokit.
Dear Father.